50 years ago today, an incident in the Gulf of Tonkin off the coast of North Vietnam spurred the U.S. Congress to pass a resolution giving then-President Lyndon Johnson a blank check to wage war in Southeast Asia. The incident involved two U.S. naval vessels that said they were attacked at sea by communist North Vietnamese forces. Most scholars now believe the attack never really took place, but the incident provided a rationale for a wider American involvement in the Vietnam War. VOA's Dave DeForest asked historian Edwin Moyes what actually happened in the Gulf of Tonkin.
There was a program of American-run covert operations against North Vietnam. Very small attacks at facilities on the North Vietnamese coast, run by the United States government, but not using American personnel. And there was also a reconnaissance mission by a U.S. Navy destroyer, the Maddox, sent simply to see what information could be gathered along the North Vietnamese coast. The North Vietnamese Coastal Defense Forces, in an area which had been shelled from the sea a couple of nights before, became disturbed at the presence of a hostile warship off the coast. And three North Vietnamese torpedo boats attacked the Maddox unsuccessfully. The Americans reinforced the reconnaissance patrol and made it two U.S. Navy ships. A couple of nights later, the two U.S. Navy ships, the Maddox and the Turner Joy, thought they were being attacked. There's something in some areas of the oceans off Asia that generates very realistic-looking radar ghosts, things that look like a torpedo boat on radar when there is no torpedo boat there. As far as I know, it's never been fully explained, but on a dark night in fairly bad weather, the destroyers started getting radar ghosts, and there followed a battle lasting about 2 hours.
Now, they were battling with ghosts, essentially? Something that wasn't actually there?
I'm confident there was nobody in the area but Americans.
So this second attack really was not an attack at all?
It was not an attack.
Did President Johnson mislead the public and the Congress as to the details of this incident?
The reports came from the destroyers that they were under attack, and I am convinced that these were perfectly sincere. They believed they were under attack. It started with whatever the ghosts are. You open fire, your first shells lift great big splashes of water up into the air, which create a beautiful clear image on the radar, and you can continue firing at your own shell splashes from your previous shots. You call for air support, and the aircraft dip down low to the ocean looking for torpedo boats. They pass through the surface search radar, and you can see your own air support and think it's the torpedo boats. There were a number of things on the radar once things got going. Many of the men, I'm pretty sure, who were there still believe they were attacked. When I was doing my interviewing years after the events, slightly more of the people who'd been there doubted the attack than believed in it. I think almost all of them believed in it while it was going on. A bunch of them had reconsidered, but almost half of them still believed they'd been attacked.
Did President Johnson deliberately mislead the public about this?
When he announced that there had been an attack, I'm sure he was completely sincere. There was deception about various other aspects of it right from the beginning, such as President Johnson certainly did not want the Congress to know that his administration had been thinking for months that it would be nice to have a good excuse to get a congressional resolution passed, and then this incident had come along. The Johnson administration wanted the Congress to believe that there was very little likelihood it would ever cash the blank check it was being given, and there was deception of the Congress on that from the word go. After they figured out there had not been an attack, there was deception to cover up the fact that there had not been an attack when I think they started out honestly believing in it.
Did Congress intend to give Johnson this blank check to do pretty much what he wanted militarily in Southeast Asia?
The Congress understood pretty well they were giving him a blank check. Most members of Congress were under the impression that Johnson was not going to cash the blank check, so it didn't matter that they were giving him a blank check.
What would you say is the most important legacy of the Gulf of Tonkin resolution?
Reduced trust in the government. and for that matter, the legacy of the Tonkin Gulf incidents in the short term was reduced trust between the president and the military. President Johnson never discussed this issue, but I am privately convinced that he was seriously annoyed when he found out that he had authorized the first U.S. airstrikes against North Vietnam in response to an incident that the military told him had happened that hadn't actually happened.
Edwin Moyes is a professor of history at Clemson University in South Carolina. He is the author of the book Tonkin Gulf and the Escalation of the Vietnam War, and he spoke with VOA's Dave DeForest.